for those of you who are just tuning in, here's a few highlights of what we talked about on the program. It's time for today's Morning Sedition Cliff Notes. Scooter Libby is part of the grand tradition of Republicans who dabble in erotic fiction. Libby's plans to spend the next few years doing research for a new series of books on homosexual erotica, whether he wants to or not. It's a little jail joke. You know, we had to do it. Oh, it's a Pashman laugh. I miss that guy. Oh, man. All right. Okay, some people may get Libby's book, The Apprentice, confused with the television show, especially the end where someone is fired, packs their bags, and leaves in shame. Associates say in correspondence, Scooter will still lapse into blue language. In a letter last week, he said he'd been brutally Patricked and repeatedly Fitzgeralded. The trial over the legality of subway bag searches is underway in New York City. When asked if the bag search violated New Yorkers' privacy, one subway passenger said, quote, I just sat across from two girls comparing tattoos on their breasts, and the guy sitting next to me spent a half the trip talking about his hemorrhoid surgery. I don't think New Yorkers know what privacy is, end quote. A new study shows that most Australians consider getting drunk to be part of their national identity. Wow, Riley, all those years, I was Australian and I didn't even know it. All right, officials denied that Australia is a nation of drunks and said they have an abnormally high percentage of people that pee in the streets. That's all. Oh, look at that's so weird. All right, it's so interesting that laugh is so easily reproduced, and it makes me feel so elated inside, the Pashman laugh. I had no idea how much I relied on it in my head. I hope he's having fun in Slovakia. I hope it's safe there. I don't know why he hasn't called us.